my guest. I talked earlier about how I believe probiotics are the foundation of health. I believe if you have one supplement to take, it should be a good probiotic. And I am just, what I say, ferocious, Tony, about this. My guest is Natasha Tenev. She is the CEO of Natron.com, and she is knows everything there is about probiotics. And if you want to learn how important they are, I want you to listen to every word she says. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joni. It's wonderful to be up and speaking to you this Saturday.
Well, it's a wonderful way to start the day. And I want to start off, Natasha, for you to talk a little bit about what are probiotics. People hear about them. Some people think they know, but they're not sure. It's in everything. But what are they and why are they the foundation of good health?
Oh, great question. Well, the word probiotics itself means for life, whereas antibiotics means against life. And they really designate the use of beneficial bacteria that help your body to thrive on multiple levels. In other words, these beneficial bacteria in your GI tract affect your immune function, affect your thinking, your mood, your ability to participate in life, and they affect your metabolism, they affect your gene expression, and so many more things that really learning about these beneficial bacteria and how they impact our health is something that everybody should consider doing.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, you are it when it comes to probiotics. And when did you realize that there was a need? Because you've gone so far beyond what people know. But when did you realize there was a need for probiotics or a company like Natron?
Well, you know, it all started when I was inducted into my family business, Continental Culture Specialist. Mm-hmm. We were the purveyors of Continental Royal Yogurt and Liquid Acidophilus. And, you know, it started in the mid-60s when I was still in high school, and then it continued when I went on to UCLA. And over the years, I saw that people came to us and say, oh, my God, I've had such and such a problem and could not resolve it, but it helped me. And then I realized if I could, you know, control the level of good bacteria that people would consume every day, it could have a tremendous impact on their health. And since the, you know, mid-1970s, I have amassed an amazing number of research articles, 5,000 and counting.
Yes, that's right.
And in the late 1970s, I worked with the University of Nebraska and the University of North Carolina, and I decided that, you know, it was time for someone to introduce a single-strain beneficial bacteria that guaranteed potency. So we can see how this would affect, you know, human health on a regular basis. And I approached many companies that I thought were ethical and were really interested, and they frankly told me I was crazy. You know, I would have been perfectly happy just to continue my education and my book writing, but then I realized that if I didn't, you know, start the company myself and set the standard, none of this would happen. And I'm happy to say that I was the first one to introduce the word probiotic.
Yes.
To North America, to Australia, and to Europe. And many people told me, drop that word. You know, people are confused. They don't know what it means. But I persisted. And I still think that I'm glad that so many people have heard the word probiotic. Yes. Now the objective is to get them to learn why it's the most important health concept for their health and how they can choose an effective probiotic.
And that is, there it is. And that's so important because, again, it's about choosing the right probiotic. That is the one that makes the difference to your health. And so what should people know when choosing, you know, a supplement? I mean, and plus there is so much confusion, especially now. Everybody, now there's probiotic beer and all of that. What do people need to know when choosing a supplement?
Well, first of all, you know, probiotics are live beneficial bacteria. And if we don't meet their criteria for survival, they're not going to help us thrive as human beings. So first of all, you have to select the strain. You have to be able to control that strain through production and stability studies. And it has to survive through shelf life, distribution, and handling. And then it has to survive your GI tract, in other words, the acid in your stomach, in order to get into your GI tract and do you any good. So if that criteria isn't taken care of, you know, it's nice, you may be adding some probiotics to your health, but it's not going to really impact your health for what you think you should be getting your money's worth for.
Exactly. And then the other thing, too, is there's all of this news. Well, find probiotics in yogurt. Now, yeah, but how much yogurt and do we have to consume? And again, how? I mean, and if it's all full of sugar and stuff, that's defeating the purpose.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, you know, let's give this description. You know, probiotics found in foods, or especially fermented foods mm-hmm. like yogurt, are considered to make that food a functional food. The level of true probiotic organisms that you get from yogurt is not very much because it's an environment in the yogurt that doesn't allow them to survive readily. And second of all, by consuming all those carbohydrates and sugars, those sugars and carbohydrates are affecting other bacteria in your gut that are not so friendly. So, you know, you have to really know what you're doing. You know, you're sort of seduced into eating this good-tasting yogurt. It's a good excuse to have a dessert. And you think that you're going to get a sufficient number of probiotic bacteria to impact your health. No. I think that the only way that you're going to know exactly how much beneficial bacteria you're getting to affect your health is if you know exactly how many of those bacteria you're getting in each dose that you take.
Exactly. When we come back, we're going to talk about the TRNF process, right, and why it's so important. Stay where you are. All about your health. I'm Joni Gregan, just into 1350 KSRO. Joni Gregan's here. You're listening to KSRO 1350 and 103.5 on your FM. My guest, Natasha TRNF, talking all about probiotics. She's a founder of Natron. Again, the foundation of your good health. Here it is, right here, talking about why it's so important. So we were talking a little bit, when we last talked, again, we were talking a little bit about you know, yogurts and all of that. But again, it's only as good as the delivery system. And what is the TRNF process, Ms. Natasha?
Okay. If you want these beneficial bacteria to be an integral part of your well-being, which they are,
yes,
they have to reach your you know, intestines intact, or in other words, alive.
Yes.
And this is where none of the products that, you know, people are selling, and I'm still trying to educate people, really have a good chance of survival through that gastric pH, which is very low, and for good reason, because the low pH in your stomach is there to help you digest proteins, but it's also there to help you protect from all bacteria, including the beneficial probiotic bacteria. So you have to have a mechanism for survival through that gastric juice.
Yes.
And the mechanism I found to be the best was oil. As most of your listeners probably know, oil will not be digested in your stomach. It will be emulsified by bile activity lower down. So if you micro-enrobe your probiotic bacteria with oil, they will survive the gastric juice. We have tested, they will survive for about over an hour in the lowest pH possible. So now you have survival through your gastric juice, and then when it gets down to your bile duct, where bile is introduced to emulsify the oil, the bacteria can be released to thrive in your small and large intestine. Without this process, it's like shooting in the dark. You mm-hmm. don't know what's going to survive or what's going to be left to impact your health. And believe me, knowing this information is so crucial because new studies about how probiotics affect our health are coming out almost on a daily basis.
Daily.
Yeah, even the World Gastroenterology Association has declared, you know, a health day. And they said that the most important thing to your gut health is understanding probiotic beneficial bacteria. So it's not just Natasha TRNF. So when we talk about these things, I think the listeners need to know why this is important information for them to retain.
It is so important. It's about that gut flora. And, you know, when you're talking about the delivery system, and again, I also wanted you to talk about the three strains because it gets so confusing to people. They don't know exactly what do I need. But again, it's the delivery system. If it doesn't get to where it needs to go, you are wasting your money, folks. It's so important that you understand that. But what are the strains that are most important to have, too?
Okay, well, remember, this is based on 40 years of dedicated research on my part. And the classic organism, Lactobacillus acidophilus, which many of you may be familiar with, has been around forever, is the organism that I chose because it impacts the small intestine. You have to choose a microorganism and where it likes to live. Lactobacillus acidophilus has been part of our good health for many thousands of years, and it's found to thrive in the small intestine. Now, you know, a lot of our good digestion and assimilation happens in the small intestine. So the L. acidophilus is very important to our intestinal health and our well-being. And then second, I chose a bifidobacteria bifidum. This bacteria is for your large intestine, which I call the waste and disposal system of the body. And we have found that individuals who don't have sufficient bifidobacteria are not healthy, do not eliminate properly, and then the toxins that are not eliminated go back to the liver to be purified. And so your liver is working overtime, which is not a good health condition. And then third, I chose a bacteria that it's found in yogurt and was actually identified and called Lactobacillus bulgaricus by the famous father, I would say, of probiotics, Dr. Metchnikoff, because it was found in Bulgarian yogurt that kept Bulgarians living long and healthy. And this bacteria is for the bacteria in the food that goes through your intestinal tract. We call it the transient bacteria. And that's so important because people don't realize your GI tract is 27 feet long.
Yes.
And that food, you know, is processed as it goes along and eventually becomes waste. So the selection of the three bacteria is based on history, on research, and my particular knowledge in this field.
And it is, again, it is the key, the absolute key is what they call gut health. Everything comes from there, and it has to be delivered to that area as well. And when you listen about it, it's about it's really about the ecosystem, isn't it, of the body, is, again, as we're talking about, Natasha.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I say, every day we learn more. We learned about the second brain and that there's
yeah.
You know, more neural endings in your GI tract than there are in your first brain. And, you know, the probiotic bacteria have an integral relationship with those neurons. And we know that anxiety, depression, and other, you know, altering, you know, mental conditions are affected in the GI tract. We've recently learned that patients who have Alzheimer's or dementia, there are, you know, lesions in their stomach that predict that you will have this disease in your older years. So the body does talk to us. We just don't listen to it.
And we have to start listening to our body. And Natasha is going to help us every week. And we're going to talk about things. A lot of you want to know about probiotics, household product, all of that. And again, if you go to Natren, Natren.com, you'll get all the information. But also, if you have questions, and you can also email me questions here at JoniGregans@KSRO. Natasha, thank you so much. And we'll be talking soon.
Thank you very much. And I hope everybody enjoyed the segment.
Thank you. Thank you.